Now, this is a much-awaited, much-hyped, and actually much-celebrated phone, the Nexus 5X. Tell me a little bit about this beauty.
Yes, so as you all know, the Nexus 6 last year left a bit of a hole in a lot of people's hearts, mine included, because the Nexus 5 before it was really probably, and to this day, the best Nexus. And so the 6 was too big for a lot of people, too bulky, and the 5X here, as you know, there's also a 6P, is a return to form. It is essentially the replacement for the 5, and it takes all the things we loved about the 5, really good specs, really affordable price, and a pure Nexus experience, and puts it into a brand new device for 2015. And so this is what we have right here. It's made by LG again. It's actually the third, let me see, one, two, three. Yeah, the third phone made by LG for Nexus line. It's the first time a manufacturer has done more than two devices for the Nexus line.
And I have to say, that 6, I mean, it wasn't a bad phone, but a lot of people didn't think it deserved the name Nexus. Nexus is really supposed to push the envelope. It's supposed to be sort of the gold standard for that generation of phones. Do you think the 5X actually does that?
I think the 5X lives up to the expectations people have. It does cut some corners compared to the 6P. The 6P, it really is the flagship. But the one thing that I like about this phone in particular is that it doesn't cut too many corners and that the camera is exactly identical to the 6P. So one of the areas that Google made a big fuss during the announcement was, you know, camera performance. And so we're going to talk about that. Both have fingerprint readers. So there's a lot of commonality. You know, both have like dual speakers, et cetera, et cetera. So let's focus on the specifics about this phone.
Yeah, right? give me some spec candy. So someone's thinking about a phone.
First,
what are the things
the
that
first
wow
thing you're
you?
Looking at here is that you're looking at a 1080p 5.2-inch IPS panel, right? Versus 5.7 AMOLED Quad HD on the 6P. So, you know, this is about the same display that was on the 5. The 5 was a 5-inch display. This is 5.2. So just a little bigger. And if you put them side by side, it is a touch bigger, but it has that great feel in hand that we really loved about the 5. Inside is a Snapdragon 808. Same thing as in the G4. 6 cores, really fast, one of the state-of-the-art processors. In comparison, the 6P has an 810, which is even faster and has 8 cores.
Okay.
Right? 2 gigs of RAM, that might be a disappointment for some because 3 gigs on the 6P, and a lot of phones are coming out with 3, some with 4, like the OnePlus 2. So this is perhaps an area where there's been a bit of a kind of a reduction, you know, maybe a cutting of corners, but you don't really feel it in everyday use. I mean, it's super snappy. There's really no issue here. You know, multitasking is great. So I really don't think that the processor choice and RAM choice are an issue. You've got a choice of 16 or 32 gigabytes of built-in storage. No micro SD, though. Typical Nexus, right? And then in the back, as I said, is a camera that is actually kind of an interesting beast. It's a 12.3 megapixel.
Oh.
And it's got very large pixels, 1.55 micron. That's better than most phones today. So remember the Ultra Pixel on the HTC phones had these 2 micron pixels?
Right.
This is the same idea. And so in order to catch really good lots of light, you have these large pixels. And f over 2.0 aperture, you can also see specs on the front camera here, 5 megapixel, 5 f over 2.0 aperture, and also large pixels on the front. But the back has, as you can see, if you can bring it back, Brian, laser autofocus just like the G4,
okay,
which is
yes,
also on the 6P,
like,
and a dual LED flash. But one of the big missing things on both these phones this year is OIS. They removed OIS, and I'll tell you what, their reasoning is the pixels are very large, it performs really well, we can save some cost. But I think it's disappointing. I can understand on the 5X, but on the 6P, I think they should have left the OIS, and it would really be killer.
So their reasoning is because the pixels are so large, you're not going to get the blur that would require OIS.
Correct.
But it seems like a weird feature to take out once you've had
right.
it.
Right, and I'll show you some pictures in a second. Another thing to keep in mind, both have this fingerprint reader in the back, and I'll show you how fast it is.
Jason Howell really loves that.
Lock the phone, and here you go. So I'll do it again, lock, and you'll see my finger here. There.
So that's fast.
It's very, very fast.
Fast read.
I got both my index fingers memorized. The best thing about have it in the back versus the front is that you pull it out of your pocket, you know, you literally can unlock it before it's even, look, it's unlocked.
Right. So you can basically you unlock it as you're pulling
it out. It was just fantastic.
Nice design.
Another thing is you notice dual speakers here, but that's a bit of a cheat. There's actually the main speakerphone speaker is mono. It's down there, so there's no stereo sound. This is just an earpiece. There's also an embedded LED in the bottom here that will show notifications and stuff. And then, as you can see, another big thing this year, and if you can zoom in here, USB Type-C.
Oh, nice.
With fast charge.
Good, good.
And, of course, headphone jack. On the right-hand side here, you have a volume rocker and power lock key. Another thing that's cool is if you double-tap the power lock key, I'll show you real quick, you instantly get in the camera no matter what's going on. It's very
fast.
And
that's actually quick, and I like that focus speed.
And then continuing along here, you've got nothing really on the top. You have a nano SIM slot right here. This has all the bands for all the carriers in the U.S. Remember, this will work with Verizon and Sprint as well. So this is very exciting.
And since it's a Nexus device, it's not locked to a carrier. You buy it, you bring the carrier you want.
So, you know, the rest of it is running, of course, you know, Android M, right? So it's the latest version of Android. So you have some really cool features like this, for example. So this is a comments on my podcast yesterday. If you hold the Google Now button, now you get contextual information from Google Now. Oh. So it shows information about me and information about Evan, who was commenting on my thread here. And this happens in many apps, contextual information now from Google Now. Let me show you some photography and some photos.
Yeah, that's really the big thing. I mean, we've got good phones and good operating systems, but does this take decent
pictures? I have taken a few pictures. I'll be very frank with you guys. I've only had 2 days with this phone.
All right.
And, you know, I can generally make a pretty good impression on 2 days, but I just want to give you that caveat. I'm going to add a bit of brightness here so we can see a bit better. We optimize the brightness for the camera. So this is a macro shot. These flowers are about an inch around across.
That's
and
not
as you can see,
bad.
Did a very good job. This is pretty great. Nice depth of field because f over 2.0, you get this shallow and creaminess in the background. Here's a beautiful HDR shot that I just shot just a second ago outside. It's very cloudy right now out there, very gray. To the naked eye, you don't even distinguish all this cloud features. So the phone really gathered a lot of information. I focused a lot of my energy on inside and low light shots to really validate the claims
that's
that Google's
made. That's nice saturation.
Made.
It's got all the colors, right?
This is a really beautiful picture of our little logo up here. You can see there's tons of detail. Even though I shot that just really
quickly. So were they right? Do you not need optical image stabilization?
You do, I still think, because you can be more creative, and certainly it starts falling apart when you... It bumps the ISO more to have the shutter speed go down,
so
and you see more noise.
Okay.
But look at this. This is actually me having fun with a long exposure app. It looks like an infrared shot, so ignore that. But here's a typical, you know, night shot, and you can, as you can see... pretty solid, right? I mean, it's not G4 or Galaxy S6 or Note 5 level, but it's pretty great. This is actually a manual shot where I controlled the exposure by hand, and you can see I did it on purpose. I did like a quarter of a second shot,
right, so a little bit of shutter in there.
But you can tell everything else is super steady, despite the fact that there's no OIS. So kudos to that. I mean, it's definitely one of the best Nexus cameras I've used. Here's a really harsh light, so I use HDR Plus. By the way, this has HDR Plus like all the Nexuses, and it does a fantastic job. And here is another low light shot. Again, look at the amount of detail captured in here. This is pretty impressive.
You know, yeah, I know it's bumping up the ISO, but I don't see all the noise I
there is
get
very
from,
little
a, from
noise.
A lesser camera.
And another thing to point out, there's now an auto HDR mode. The little A appears up here. So this is a new feature. They didn't have an auto HDR Plus mode on the previous Nexus. You also notice that the UI for the camera has changed a little bit. The settings are slightly different now. And the way it works is you swipe to go from video to photos. And, of course, here you can swap from front to back. So, I mean, they've improved the camera interface a little bit, but it's still a far cry from a Note 5, a GS4, and an iPhone, I think, in terms of user experience. But the speed is there. And the low-light performance, despite the lack of OIS, is there. So I really think you can't go wrong. $379 for 16 gigs, I wouldn't buy that because you can't expand the storage. $429 for 32 gigs, I'd consider that one.
Okay, well, so Miriam, wait. Before we get to that verdict, give me the pros and the cons. So if someone is looking for this phone, what are the things that you think he or she will like?
So the pros, it's the Nexus, right? That comes with a payload of awesomeness. The awesomeness is you're going to get all the latest upgrades and security updates and upgrades of OSs. You're going to get, of course, Marshmallow pre-installed, the latest version of Android. You're going to get, you know, a pure Android device completely free of carrier crap and branding, which is fantastic. You get this on all Nexuses. That, to me, is a major pro. The other pro is that it's affordable again. It's in the, you know, $379 to $429 range of the price. I have to give the camera kudos despite the lack of OIS. The cons are, you know, fake stereo speakers. no wireless charging. Qi is gone from both Nexus devices this year. But you do have Quick Charge 3 on USB-C. Another con for this particular phone is that it does not come with a USB Type-A to Type-C cable in the box.
So that's something you're
going to you have the charger only, and if you want to plug into your computer, transfer some files or do some debugging, you need to actually buy a cable. On the Nexus 6P, it comes bundled with. So keep that in mind. They're not going to get away with us living this one through. We don't like it at all. Potentially a drawback for some people is that, you know, it feels very light, and even, you know, it's well made, it feels nice in the hand. It's plastic though, and it's kind of light. You try it for yourself.
That's not bad.
It is quite light. Yeah. And so some people like that heft and that quality.
I like a little bit of heft.
And so, you know, honestly, there's one thing I want to say before I give my verdict of buy, don't buy, or try, and it's that there's a fly in the ointment here. When it was announced and I got to see it 2 weeks ago, awesome, bonus, right? 6P is even better. But now there's another device, and it's here, and it's awesome, and it's the HTC One A9. And this phone is $399 with 32 gigs of storage, micro SD, OIS on the camera, and an almost pure Android experience. And it's made of metal. Sure, it looks like an iPhone, but it is absolutely gorgeous in build, fit and finish, and everything else. So the question becomes, do you want to spend the same kind of money on a phone that doesn't have expanded storage, no OIS, and is made of plastic? This is really changing a lot of the assumptions we were making about the Nexus 5X when it was announced.
Okay, let's take this ointment. You got to give us a verdict then.
Yes.
You can't hedge this.
So we'll review this very soon on the show. It's an absolute buy.
Okay,
like, there's
good.
No doubt that it's a buy, right? I mean, it is a Nexus. It is a good Nexus. It's a replacement for the 5. But honestly, if it was my money, I would buy the A9, right? But you know, there are some caveats. The A9 might not get updates quite as fast, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But honestly, it's a good solid phone. If you're really a Nexus fan, though, I say do yourself a favor, spend an extra $100 and get the 6P.
Okay.
It's just so much better.
Well, there you have it. If you are a Nexus fan, this 5X is definitely worth it. If not, if you're okay with not getting the updates as quickly as a Nexus, you may need to wait for Miriam's review of the new HTC. That's Miriam Jouar. Of course, we love having her here on Before You Buy. She is our phone guru. Can you tell people where they can find you? I mean, of course, all about Android. You're often a guest. You're often on Before You Buy. But you do things outside of the Twit network, as hard as it is to believe. Where can they go?
Of course. So most people will find me on my blog and my podcast. Tankgirl is my handle online, TNKGRL. Like the comic book, drop the handles. The vowels. Tankgirl.com. I just do podcasts there from time to time, reviews of devices I don't review here. And then, of course, on Twitter, it's Tankgirl as well. You can follow me there for announcements and news. And, you know, I'm the VP of Developer Relations for CleverTap, so I have to let people know, obviously, that, you know, this is the lovely people I work for. So there you have it. Nexus 5X.
Miriam, thank you so very much. Again, always a pleasure. Every time you're here, every time you get to share your knowledge about phone tech.